Hello, this is Dane, and welcome to another review from me. And today I'm looking at an app from the many which come from the iPhone. Apple say over 7,000. My phone company say over 12,000. I say that there's probably around about 5 released just about every day. So that's a fair amount of apps for the iPhone, and we'll talk about that as we go on. This is a sort of general discussion as well as tied up with the review of the app I'm going to show you, because that itself won't take very long at all. So the Apple iPhone 3GS has brought us the beginning of a revolution to accessibility. I think we will look back in 20 years and say, this iPhone 3GS, assuming someone knows what one is in 20 years' time, was the grandfather of whatever it is we're using now. And this truly remarkable device, and I believe it is, gives you so much power in the palm of your hand. I would never have believed it until I'd seen it for myself. I did plan to get an iPhone in July last year, but I had some faults with some pieces of equipment here, and that had to take priority over iPhones. So it was put back until December, and I finally got one. So now I know what all the fuss is about and what everyone is talking about. If you want to join in what people are talking about, and I can tell you now that you're going to need a little time because the list is very, very busy. There is a list called VIPhone, that is VIPhone, and it's a Google group list, so you'll need to have a Google Groups account to join it or get in contact with the moderator somehow. But a worthwhile list if you want to keep abreast of what is accessible in the apps world, what isn't. Best tips to use your iPhone, what other people are doing with their iPhones, and so on. For example, there are 2 colour sensors for the iPhone, colour sensing applications which do colour matching, and apparently they're quite accessible and you can get quite a lot of information out of them. And if you're living with a partner, they're probably not much use to you, but if you're living on your own and you want to match your clothes and do things like that, then I would think they're of extreme use to you. Okay, so let's grab the iPhone and just whiz through some of the applications I've got on this, and just a brief discussion of each, and then we'll get into the main review of the star of the show. So I'll just unlock the phone here.
1:55.
Yeah, it's 5 to 2. On Sunday morning.
Unlock. Button. Unlock. Voice Tweety. Double tap to open.
Voice Tweety is the name of the program that I'm going to review today, and I'll start that in a little while. So I'll just get back to page 1. Oh, no, I'll stay on page 2 because that's where all my installed apps are, and I won't go through all the standard ones because I'm sure other people have done it.
Telstra Mobile Network.
Go down past the status bar.
Contacts. Double tap to open. Speakers. Double tap to open.
Speakers. Now that's a companion to the excellent software application from Rogometer, which allows you to stream audio and video content over a network. The application hijacks another audio or video application from your computer, say Winamp or iTunes, and streams it to another device, and that could be speakers on the iPhone, AirForce speakers on a Mac or a PC, or an Airport Express. So that's speakers. That's what that does. It receives a stream. Let's see what else we've got.
Voxy. Double tap to open.
Voxy is a replacement for the voice memos of the phone. And it's a professional recorder, has sampling rates up to 44.1K Although at the moment it doesn't record in stereo, but I've written to the developer and he's going to look at that. So that's the next generation of recorders. It also allows you to send your recordings to other devices via your network or via the internet. A fully featured recorder, very easy to activate in express mode. All you have to do is shake the phone to start your recordings. So we might look at that at another time. Okay, that seems to be all for that row. So we'll just go back here.
Flicks up. Double tap, audible timer. Double tap to open.
Excuse me, just find my position again.
Contacts. Double. OO tunes. Contacts. Double tap to open. OO tunes.
O-Tunes, double O-Tunes, that's been reviewed a couple of times, I think, on different podcasts. In its simplest form, it is a database containing more than 19,000 radio stations, and you can search for them and have them played on your mobile, and you can bookmark them and even record the output of the stream.
Audible timer. Audible, double tap to open.
Audible timer is, if you like, an enhancement of the phone's built-in countdown timer. It speaks the elapsed time in a male or a female voice, as well as audible clicks for the second, in much the same way as the old sharp talking times did.
Flicks up. Double tap to open.
That is a Twitter client, which I haven't been able to get to work yet, but I'm assured it's accessible.
Yellow Pages. Double tap to open.
Yellow Pages is the telephone directory here, the business telephone directory, and there's a little app for that, so I can go into that and search for businesses, and with the aid of the digital compass of the iPhone and its GPS and location facilities, Yellow Pages can track down the businesses that are closest to me. How neat's that? Okay.
Mobile Studio. OO Tunes. Mobile Studio. Double tap to open.
Mobile Studio is a small document manager and word processor.
Units. Double tap to open.
Units, as the name suggests, converts unit from unit, say centimetres to inches, and so on and so on.
Around me. Double around tap to me open.
Is a general locations program, so you can go into Around Me, look up a category, say restaurants, and it'll bring up a list of all the restaurants which are near you, or takeaway shops, or whatever you want to look at.
Domino's.
Domino's, that should be fairly obvious. If you like Domino's pizza, you use that application to order your Domino's pizza by typing in what you want, the street name and number of where you are, what you want to order, and so on, and the order is sent to the store. Depending on your geographical location, and your order is either sent out to you for delivery or it is made ready for you to pick up.
Mobile Studio. Documents 2.
Documents 2. Double tap to open. Is very similar to Mobile Studio, but it has a few extra and varied features. Both worthwhile applications to buy. Well, most applications for the iPhone are worth buying because they're dirt cheap.
Navigon. Double tap to open.
Navigon, or Mobile Navigator, is the GPS navigation tool which one can use, and I'm sure that's been reviewed by many people too. So now the blind don't have to spend too much money on a product from Human Scare or Human Wear, what is it called, the Trekker, or the other thing called the Street Stalker, or whatever it is from Freedom Scientology. They can get an iPhone and spend $100 and put this on and get the same functionality out of it.
Voice Tweety.
Voice Tweety. That's the last application I've installed, and that's the one we're going to review today, so I'll double tap to open that.
Voice Tweety. Refresh. Button.
Now, what does Voice Tweety do? Well, I have a Twitter account, and I can access that Twitter account from my Mac, which I do, from the web, which I do, from the PC, which I sometimes do, but mainly these days I access it from my iPhone. With VoiceTweety, you can send three different kinds of tweets. Your standard text tweets, which I send, audio tweets, which I've been sending for the last 4 or so months, or photos. I'm not into the photos, so I'll leave that one alone. But the audio tweets I am into, and as I said, I've been using them on my Twitter account, which I'll give you the address of later, for quite some time. And I've been using my Mac to record them with Amadeus Pro as I'm recording now, and uploading them. With the iPhone and VoiceTweety, that's the process of recording and uploading is put into one simple step, which I'll demonstrate shortly. Now, the service you need to access to put audio tweets into your Twitter is TW Audio, and the address of that is twaud.io from your web browser. No www or anything, just type that in and type in your Twitter details. This is what you would do if you were doing it from your Windows PC, doing audio tweets, or from your Mac. You would have prepared a tweet, an audio tweet, a recording of some form, no more than 10 megabyte in size, and following the links on the page, you follow the upload link and upload your audio tweet along with any particular subject line or tagline you want to put in the edit box. Say, first audio tweet for Saturday the 2nd of January or something like that. And it would then be uploaded and it would be put in as a tweet on your Twitter in order. Okay, so that's basically what you do with the PC, and if someone hasn't beaten me to it, I might do something with the PC or Amadeus Pro with TW Audio some other time. But for now, we're back with VoiceTweety on the mobile, and I'm going to record a quick tweet and send it and go through the steps. So the first thing we do, very, very simple. I have all the user details of my Twitter in the phone already. And my Twitter account, by the way, if you want to follow it or have a look at it, is www.twitter.com/grtdane. That's www.twitter.com/grtdane. So back to the iPhone now, and I press the compose button.
Compose button. Compose. Audio tweet. Text field is editing. Auto correction on.
Okay, so what we have on the screen here, the main part of the screen is occupied by the virtual keyboard because we're in text tweet mode at the moment. And I have a phrase which I leave there, which is just called audio tweet, because that is a subject line in an audio tweet normally. And if you're just doing a text tweet, then that line is just treated as the tweet itself. But in an audio tweet, it's the subject line or the tagline. And I leave that there so people following the tweets can know that it is an audio tweet and click on the link to hear it. Okay. So now we move along the screen.
Audio tweet. Text field is editing. Auto correction on.
And down.
Photos button.
We don't want photo. There's the voice button.
Drafts button. 128.
I've gone too far. Where's that voice button?
Photos button.
Come on.
Voice button.
There we are.
Voice. Group Dane button.
Okay, all right. Now it's time to record the Twitter. So I go down towards the bottom left-hand corner of the screen.
Record tweet button.
And press the record button. This is Dane, and today is Sunday, January the 10th, 2009, or 2010, I made the boo-boo again, or 2010, whichever you prefer, and a happy new year to all of you. And I'm doing this tweet as part of a review I'm doing for Voice Tweety on Blind Cool Tech. And you can find Blind Cool Tech at www.blindcooltech.com. So I'll repeat that address again because I nearly said Blind Fool's Wreck as well. www.blindcooltech.com. Well, I'll end this little tweet here and I'll put it up on my Twitter with Voice Tweet. Now, in that silence then, I double-tapped the record button again to stop it. Now, there should be a play button on the other side of the screen.
Playback tweet button.
So let's hear what I've recorded.
Playback tweet.
This is Dane, and today is Sunday, January the 10th, 2009, or 2010. I made the boo-boo again, or 2010, whichever you prefer. And a happy new year to all of you. And I'm doing this tweet as part of a review I'm doing for Voice Tweety on Blind Cool Tech. And you can find Blind Cool Tech at www.blindcooltech.com. So I'll repeat that address again because I nearly said Blind Fool's Wreck as well. www.blindcooltech.com. Well, I'll end this little tweet here and I'll put it up on my Twitter with Voice Tweet. Well, that sounds all right to me, so all we've got to do now...
Five group Dane button.
...is locate the GRTDANE Twitter button, which I've done. And then...
Group Dane, audio tweet. Text field is editing. Auto-correction on.
Gets us back to the subject line or tagline, and I won't bother editing that because I'm quite happy with that the way it is. So I look for the send button.
Audio tweet. Text field. Send button.
There we are. I'll double tap that. Now, this will take a while to encode and upload, so talk amongst yourselves for a moment, but we'll know when it's done because you'll hear the iPhone say or come back to its main Voice Tweety screen. So give it a few seconds. A few more seconds. That was Skype, by the way, making that noise.
Refresh button.
Okay, we're back on the main screen of Voice Tweety. So I'll put that iPhone away. And to prove the point that the Tweety's there, I'm going to play it back using the Mac. And apologies, because my microphone is away from my speakers. Although I'll see if I can... see if I can fix that somewhat. I'll do my best to fix that. And I've just moved it closer to the to speakers here. And we'll see how we go. So I'll turn voice over on.
Voice over on. A Matthews Pro window. Untitled. Button. Has okay. Keyboard focus.
Now, I'll go to the application, which is my Twitter app client on the Mac called Syrinx.
Finder, Mail, Skype, Syrinx, Window, Syrinx, 71 new tweets, toolbar.
Okay, now go to the tweet table.
Tweet number 1918, Sat 11, thanks for location, Melbourne 65 / all, check mentions, direct message tweet, table, one row selected.
Okay, let's see. Table. The new tweet that I just sent should be the top.
Mention from Larry Wanger. Mention from Dane Talon. Saturday, 11:48.
Okay, so I might need to refresh this list.
Refresh. One row.
There we are.
Mention Dane Talon. Sunday, 2:10:24 AM. Audio tweet https://toward.io/audio/0z5.
Now to open that link.
The help tag is timeline tweet.
I hold down the shift key, the command key, and the L key. And in a few seconds, we should hear the audio of that tweet that I just made before.
Open links.
This is Dane, and today is Sunday, January the 10th, 2009, or 2010, I made the Bebo again, or 2010, whichever you prefer, and a Happy New Year to all of you. And I'm doing this tweet as part of a review I'm doing for Voice Tweety on Blind Cool Tech. And you can find Blind Cool Tech at www.blindcooltech.com.au. So I'll repeat that address again because I nearly said Blind Fool's Wreck as well. www.blindcooltech.com. Well, I'll end this little tweet here and I'll put it up on my Twitter with Voice Tweet.
Okay, so that pretty much covers that, and I've got the microphone back in front of me now, and I hope you're able to hear that all okay. So, Voice Tweety, you can find it on iTunes, and it's a free app, and certainly worth getting. And the only problem I've had with it is that I have to clear the text field for the tweet manually. I can't seem to find a clear text button. Someone may know of a solution to that, and if you do, please get back to me. The email address, it's a new one, dane.trethowan, that's D-A-N-E dot trethowan, T-R-E-T-H-O-W-A-N at me.com. So dane.trethowan at me.com. And if you have any comments or suggestions, or you had trouble understanding that email address and you want to get in touch, you can use my Twitter, and I'll give you that address again, www.twitter.com/grtdane. And I have other points of contact as well, but those two will be enough. And if you wish to talk to me on Skype or MSN or anything like that, well, I can give you further information on that if you require it. Alrighty, well, I'll go back to Amadeus Pro now. And the phone has just locked itself, so we're all closing down for the night, and talk to you soon.